Country Pop FM.
All right, it is the Bob Almanac. I didn't get you the list of your gons, but not forgons. You'll just have to make it up today.
I'm pretty sure I got a good idea.
Wednesday, February 12th, 43rd day of the year. This date, 1130 on this date, 1130. Pope Innocent II is elected. Pope Innocent II is elected and becomes Pope. You know, if you have to say or have Innocent in your name, you're probably not Innocent. You have to tell people that.
Right.
So Pope Innocent II, just like OJ did.
Yep.
When he did his plea, 100% yep. Guarantee not guilty. You know, the whole thing. 100. You know, he had to accentuate the whole thing. He had to really make. He really had to persuade people, convince them that he was innocent and not guilty. So he added that in there. If I was the judge at that point in time, I would have just slammed my gavel. All right, take him away. He's guilty.
Yep.
Just think how much pain and money that would have saved.
Yeah, it would have saved a lot of time for a lot of people.
Sir, Judge Ito, whoever it was presiding over that hearing, basically just said, I'm going to save the taxpayers a lot of money here. You're obviously guilty after that plea. Take him away.
Well, sad but true.
There's the gavel.
Yeah, there it is.
So that was the state. So 1130, Pope Innocent II, 1914, we had our first ever feature-length film. You know, in the beginning of the film industry, the very beginning, it wasn't where Hollywood wasn't where they were making the movies. It was probably New York and places east, and then people started saying, well, let's go out to Hollywood. They're inviting us over. They're giving us all these great deals. There's all this land and places to film and great place for westerns and various other things for sets. And this date, 1914, I'm sure you've seen this movie, The Squaw Man, the first feature-length film shot in Hollywood, directed by the one and only Cecil B. DeMille. He's the one that kind of started the whole thing, getting Hollywood going. And it was released on this date. The Squaw Man. Probably he's from Squaw Valley, I assume. Or he just liked squaws.
Right. Even, you know, the early movies, lots of cowboys and Indians.
He's on his dating app. He's going left and right. Squaw, not a squaw. He's looking for people, that indication on there somewhere. I'm pretty sure of it. So that was Cecil B. DeMille was kind of the guy in the beginning of the whole Hollywood thing, as you are aware of.
Sure. Yeah.
And have you ever asked Cecil B. DeMille if you were ready for your close-up? Mr. DeMille, you ready for your close-up? How about 1924?
King Kong. How'd you get so funky?
Funky Kong.
Did you do the funky?
Born in Arizona, moved to the Babylonia, King Kong.
So King Tut, they opened up the sarcophagus of King Tutankhamun on this date. It had been discovered 15 months after. They did not find much in the first little chamber that they opened, but as they dug deeper, Neil, they did find some stuff.
There was
including
some valuable things,
including his the whole thing there, including his body and his. I guess it is the sarcophagus. Is that the body shaped thing that the mummified body is actually in?
Is that what they call?
Is that
those?
What they call? Is that the sarcophagus? It's a fun name to say, a fun word to say.
It really is.
Same day in 24, Calvin Coolidge, first presidential political speech on radio. I'm sure it went well. That was back in, I'm sure it's very crackly.
I bet.
Don't think a recording of it exists anywhere. 1975, we had a new candy.
Hey, what's happening?
The crackling's what's happening.
Pop Rocks says bay to the bite. Pop Rocks.
Let you giggle.
Pop Rocks.
Taste that. It's sight.
Pop Rocks.
It's snapping.
It's crackling.
The crackling's what's happening.
Pop Rocks.
We had Pop Rocks this date. 75 General Foods introduced Pop Rocks. And you
were probably a fan of those.
Oh, certainly as a kid.
Yeah.
You'd put them in your mouth and they'd start a sizzling and popping and cracking and the whole thing. It's like you had Snap, Crackle, Pop right there.
Yeah, with a fruity...
But on steroids.
Tangy, yeah.
So, Pop Rocks. Recently, I went to that big candy store
on the south side
on 169.
There.
Yes. Yeah. What is that? Is that Prior Lake or Le Sueur or I don't think is that Jordan? Anywhere, it's yellow.
Yeah.
And the whole deal, big. They have a nice little silo thing there, and it's rounded, and it's big. It's huge. It's got a lot of stuff. And it's really
they're
kind
supposed
of
supposed to be building a new one across the road.
Well, I think that that's that off. Been, I think that's oh, that off. Last time I was down there, I heard something about it being off. It had something to do with the land use or something. They couldn't use the land that they were moving to. So, because I think they're moving because they're doing some work on 169, adding lanes, that kind of thing, and they wanted to move over to the other side of 169. But I might be wrong, but I thought I had heard that something to do with the use of the land that it didn't clear. Environmental stuff, who knows? But anyway, I went there and I bought some Pop Rocks. I was all excited, and then I did them, and they just didn't have the same pop for me as they did back in the 70s and early 80s. Just wasn't the same. Now, after Pop Rocks was introduced, you may remember this. Not much later, General Foods was forced to publicly announce that they were safe for consumption after there were false rumors that Mikey from Life's, you know, Mikey,
yeah,
he likes it,
anything.
He'll eat anything from Life cereal. Yeah. The rumors were that he had died from eating a lethal combination. He put Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola in his mouth at the same time, and the rumor was that he died.
Yeah.
Remember that? Then the whole thing, don't put it with Coke. Don't mix them together. And Mikey lived to be a nice, long age. In fact, I think he later appeared in some... they reprised his role in those Life cereal commercials later on. So that was in 75.
Just to prove a point, if nothing else.
85, let's remember.
If I miss this, I'm on my way. Cheers. Yeah, just a sec. Is there a Rudy Pantuso here?
That's you, Coach.
Speaking.
Yeah, Coach. He died on this date, Nicholas Colasanto, just a few years into the run of Cheers.
And again, you know, he was 61. He could have passed for 71, I think, for sure.
Or older.
But one of the most lovable, likable characters.
Certainly.
And I was a huge fan of the program Cheers.
It gave us Woody Boyd.
Yeah, then they brought in Woody.
Woody was very good, too.
Yeah, he was a great follow-up. The coach was something special.
1993.
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat.
Weatherman Phil Connors is spending the day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Phil? Ned Ryerson, I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show.
Bing!
Bing!
It was one of the funnier movies around. Still just absolutely hilarious. Bill Murray is great in it. It's Groundhog Day. Andy McDowell wasn't too bad either.
No, she was great.
A Harold Ramis movie. Did you see the Bill Murray commercial during the Super Bowl? All of a sudden he's like looking in a mirror or something, and then he shows his email, and I go, I'm not sure what that commercial was for, but it must be for Yahoo. And then I come back and I look on Yahoo the next day, and it must have been something for Yahoo. Yahoo.com.
I must have missed that
one. Yeah, you probably did. Groundhog Day debuted across the U.S. Not on Groundhog Day. They missed it.
Which is
missed it
weird,
by that much.
Yeah,
missed it by 10 days. So that was...
It's a fun watch.
Yeah, it sure is. 99.
Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
Okay, so President Clinton was impeached, but he was acquitted in the Senate. That is Chief Justice William Rehnquist presiding over the trial. Of course, it all had to do with the Monica Lewinsky affair and how he had lied. It was perjury. He had lied under oath. It was a 13-month drama. He originally said he did not have relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Turned out that he did. But I guess just having relations with that woman was not enough to convict.
I guess not.
Perjury and obstruction of justice. That was his state in 1999. He was the second president to be impeached. The other was Andrew Johnson, the first one. And, of course, President Trump, once or twice for Trump.
Right.
They did it once when he was in office, and they did it again just for good measure.
After he was out.
Yeah. So that was this date in 1999. 2000. Speaking of somebody to remember, who hasn't been influenced by the Peanuts? And I'm not talking about people with peanut allergies.
No. There's no allergies.
Which brings up something. I'm watching this commercial for a drug, Skyrizi, and it says, don't take Skyrizi if you're allergic to Skyrizi.
Duh.
What, did they just need another 5 seconds in the commercial? What?
Yeah.
That's like putting a warning label on peanuts saying, if you're allergic to peanuts, don't eat peanuts. Don't eat these. It's crazy stuff. But this is the Linus and Lucy song, very well known. Peanuts, Charles M. Schulz. He's one of us, Neil.
He is. He's
from St. Paul, Island Park area. He died at the age of 77 here this date. And 2004, this was a sad day.
As some of you may know from various encounters I've had with the media over many years, I never, ever comment on my clients' personal lives, ever. I'll violate that slightly today, because I will confirm that Ken and Barbie are going to go their separate ways.
A conscious uncoupling for Ken and Barbie this date 21 years ago. I don't know, did they ever rekindle? There's so many different Barbies and Kens now, how can you keep track?
I don't know.
Yeah. Right. They're all the same name, but they look different. Which is, I mean, we're already confusing kids tremendously, now we're confusing them more. With that, 2004, Mattel, and both Barbie and Ken had the same lawyer, which I suppose made sense. That was the lawyer. How would you like to be the lawyer? My question is, Neil, who would you want to be? What toy, what action figure would you want to be the lawyer for? Stretch Armstrong?
That could open up a whole
He oozed his goo all over the road, and then somebody slipped on it. You need a lawyer.
Yep.
So that was this date, 2004. We need birthdays now. And again, we're doing this this almanac quiz thing for the Gear Daddies and the Belfast Cowboys at the Medina. You tell me that the Belfast Cowboys, they do a tribute to who? Is it the Moody Blues? What was it?
No. Van Morrison.
Oh, Van Morrison. That was it. Sure. That was close.
That's really good.
So
yeah, they're very fun.
And the Gear Daddies, they sing that I want to drive the Zamboni, because Martin Zeller is part of that Gear Daddies. I want to drive the Zamboni, which if you go to a hockey game and you don't hear that, was it really a hockey game? I think
probably
that's the question.
Not.
So birthdays now.
So what's your name?
Fletch.
Full name?
Fletch. F. Fletch.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Fletch?
I'm a shepherd.
Officers,
he was the police of chief, the chief of police, or the police of chief, if you want to go that way, in Fletch. Actor Joe Don Baker.
In a ton of shows.
He was in a lot of shows. You probably remember him from Gunsmoke, right? Do you know?
Yes, he was in. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the characters Woody Stoner or Tom Butler?
Yeah, Tom Butler, for sure.
Was he on Channel 9?
Yeah, he was, and he still is.
Joe Don Baker.
Yeah, he's good. He was in a James Bond movie, too. One of the...
GoldenEye? Tomorrow Never Dies?
Tomorrow Never Dies. Yes. I think it was,
Joe Don Baker and Cape Fear. He was the private detective they hired to protect him, and he didn't do a really good job.
No, he did not.
He needed to bring a bigger gun. Joe Don Baker, 89.
Now I climb up.
Mo Bandy is 81 today. Bandy the Rodeo Clown. Of course, he and Joe Stampley got together for some wonderful duets.
Very nice man.
Yes, 81.
Visit up at the Raleigh's. He's just awesome.
Did you mention James Bond?
Bond has escaped.
How careless of you.
I apologize.
Oh, by the way, Kamal, I'd like you to meet my new house guest.
An old friend of the family, you might say.
How lovely. You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Yeah, she was a Bond girl, but there is also Louis Jordan as Kamal Khan, and of course Roger Moore as James Bond. Maude Adams was a Bond girl.
Octopussy?
Octopussy is exactly it. She's from Sweden, Swedish actress, model.
Okay.
She was also in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if she was... was she technically a Bond girl in that one? Can you remember for me?
I don't remember her in that.
And we also need to remind people that Star Trek isn't the only one who had a bad guy with the name of... Because that's Kamal Khan, Neil.
Yes,
Kamal,
it is.
It's Kamal. All right, happy birthday. That's Maud Adams, 80 today.
Gentlemen, this is your first hop. The jets you are flying against are smaller, faster, and more maneuverable. Just like the enemy MiG. The clock is ticking, and as of now, we are keeping score.
Aloft, Goose.
One of the trainers at Top Gun. He was Jester, Michael Ironside.
Ooh, nice.
Good actor, was in a lot of things.
Yep.
He was one of the mercenaries on the miniseries V.
Okay.
Michael Ironside. He was in Total Recall. The best going out to him today, 75.
Why'd you tell me this? Why you look?
Probably the godfather of yacht rock, especially after watching that yacht rock documentary on Netflix. Because it all ran right through Michael McDonald. He started the sound basically with Steely Dan, even though Steely Dan doesn't want to be known as yacht rock.
You don't have to.
But Michael
McDonald. Iconic voice, for sure.
Well, Blue Eyed Soul is what you would call Michael McDonald from the Steely Dan Doobie Brothers onto his solo work solo and his background. Yeah. I mean, he was the Vince Gill was the Michael McDonald of country as far as being called in on these sessions and singing backup on almost all of Christopher Cross's songs, and there's so many others. 73 for him today.
Show me that smile again.
Not B.J. Thomas's birthday today. It's Joanna Kearns, a mother from Growing Pains. This is before Jennifer Warnes was singing with him. This was like year one, season one.
Ooh, as long as we got each other.
You know you got a good show and you bring in a heavy hitter like B.J. Thomas to sing your theme, right?
That is well done.
Joanna Kearns is 72.
I hope you don't mind me coming over and sitting down. But I've been watching you all evening. And I want to tear you apart. And your friend, too.
Arsenio Hall saying that, too. Arsenio Hall, right, Neil?
Right.
That's from Coming to America.
Coming to America,
Arsenio Hall, a lot of things. And, of course, he kind of changed how late-night TV was done.
Mm-hmm.
There he is, a Simi from Coming to America. Did several different characters in that movie. And then, of course, reprised that in the new Coming to America they did a few years ago. He is 69. Good. So just yesterday, we had Elizabeth Banks, who was one of the commentators on Pitch Perfect. Her partner, who we heard a little bit from yesterday, John Michael Higgins in that movie, is 62.
John, a change of pace could not come soon enough here for the Barden Bellas. This is not a great way to start their season.
Yeah, this number is like an elephant dart to the public's face.
Barden Bellas.
It kind of is. There's a dart in your neck. John Michael Higgins, funny guy, 62.
Well, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
No, you're Wilson Phillips, Neil.
Hold your dad and cry. Don't you know? Things will change. Things will go your way.
Could be Carney Wilson, Wendy Wilson, or China Phillips. We'll go with China Phillips. Of course, she's descended from the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
Hold on for one more day.
She is 57. Thanos.
Stark. You know me?
I do. You're not the only one cursed with knowledge.
My only curse is you.
Oh boy, Thanos. He got his comeuppance because he thought he was inevitable. But of course, Stark was Iron Man, and Iron Man got the upper hand.
Right,
Josh Brolin.
It's costly.
He's been in some westerns.
Yes, Josh. He's in True Grit. The new True Grit.
He truly was. Josh Brolin.
He played the Glenn Campbell character from the original.
No. Wasn't that that was Matt Damon? Wasn't it? Because Matt Damon's the one who says, "I'll look in your
oh yeah
when
you're
I
right.
see
yeah,
the white was, of your
yeah.
eye
yeah
instead your of eye, your eyes." Josh Brolin is 57 today. Our rapper of the day is Gucci Mane, 45. And she played Wednesday Addams in the Addams Family movies.
What are you, darling? Where's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
What? Yeah, she was a great Wednesday Addams. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Christina Ricci, 45 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. We got a pretty good list today. We have a former First Lady of the Day, and that is Louisa Adams. Now, was that John or John Quincy's wife? And it was John Quincy. John Quincy Adams' wife, Louisa Adams, born on this day, 1775. And our former President of the Day, our 16th, Abe Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, I believe, born in Illinois, born on this day in the year was 1809. Same day and year for Charles, don't call him Chuck, Darwin. He established the theory of, a course, of organic evolution, if you will. That is, I think been widely documented.
Survival of the fittest, Neil, is a good way to put it.
It is, exactly. All right, now we get to some audio he was, for me, he'll always be the patriarch on Bonanza, Ben Cartwright. He was in Battlestar Galactica. Lorne Greene, 1915, and he was a singer.
And you know what else? He was so much more influential. I mean, Bonanza, Battlestar Galactica, Gringo, but nobody sold more dog food.
Oh, yeah. I love this old dog. He's 15. That's 105 for you and me. He's an Alpo dog.
And I learned how to compute a dog's age in human years from Lorne Greene. There's another feather in his cap.
Yeah, absolutely. A Canadian born, I believe, Lorne Greene, born on this day, 1915. And Forrest Tucker, 1919. It's TV theme time once again. Seized, retreat,
and reversed it to big. How good was Ken Berry in that one?
He was good. I liked him in F Troop better than I did in Mayberry RFD. But Forrest Tucker was in half a dozen episodes of Gunsmoke as well. He was in many, many movies, shows. The list is very long for the great Forrest Tucker, who was born on this day, 1919. He's a fine catcher and maybe a better announcer and TV personality. Joe Garagiola, born on this day, 1926.
Dodge is right on target with Dodge Darts.
If you're looking for a small car, look at the dartboard. For starters, there's the Dart Swinger two-door hardtop. And the Dart Custom four-door sedan.
He was not only a great baseball man, he was also pitching Dodge Darts.
some great pitching today with
We had a Dodge Dart Swinger.
Oh, we had a Dodge the hard Dart. Top.
Dodge yeah. Dart Swinger. It had the slant six in it, Neil.
Okay. Yeah.
Unlike the Buick Grand National with the turbo.
I remember we took my dad's Dodge Dart, I think it was a 73, to Florida.
Was it a four-door?
Four-door.
Yeah.
And that
ours
thing,
is two-door.
That thing got about 8 miles to the gallon. It was a gas pig.
Really?
And it was just a little thing.
I know.
I mean, we couldn't pass any gas station. We had to stop at every one, it seemed like we saw. Anyway, Joe Garagiola, as we affectionately called him, 1926, one of the greatest centers in all of NBA history, and then did a lot of TV work as a commentator. The great Bill Russell won many championships in Boston, born on this day, 1934.
You can talk over the ramp here. I'll be running out of time. Running out of time.
I want to hear. I want to hear Gene.
100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today.
Let us take you back to 1961. And the voice of Gene McDaniels and his 100 Pounds of Clay, big hit record from that year. He was a singer, songwriter, producer, Gene McDaniels, 1935. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ray Manzarek, will mention him from the Doors.
That's him on the keyboards. This is him on the keyboards.
Here we go.
Name that song.
It's really hard for me to hear. Seems like a lot of stuff is only on one channel.
Well, that's a shame.
Check Come on, baby, light my fire, I would. Sounds like.
It is. Yes, you got it.
Ring the bell. That's Ray Manzarek, born on this day in 1939. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And here is the quiz here today. The quiz for the tickets of the Medina Gear Daddies Belfast Cowboys. The show is on Saturday here today. Who was our rapper of the day? We did it just moments ago. Who was our rapper of the day? This might be kind of hard because we didn't spend a whole lot of time on our rapper of the day here today. Who's our rapper of the day? Turned 45. If you want to just do a Google and find out, you know, what rapper is celebrating today, you probably can get it if you didn't hear it. You can cheat. George Strait, and by the way, 763-450-0100, call in and win. George Strait, One Night at a Time, Tanya Tucker, My Arms Stay Open All Night, or how about Billy Currington, People Are Crazy?
I'm feeling like Tanya Tucker should lead us off.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLC.